This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Home Ministry urges public to maintain peace and order, forms a task force to search and arrest absconding prisoners. Nepal also marks 46th World Tourism Day under the global theme of tourism and sustainable transformation. Prime Minister Sushila Karki highlights Nepal's appeal to tourists with beauty, culture and mountains. National Examinations Board publishes SEE supplementary exam results. And more than 4.2 million people affected by monsoon floods in Pakistan's Punjab province. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has called on everyone to help maintain peace, order and security in the country. In a press statement issued today, the Ministry said that the preliminary preparations for the upcoming general election have already begun. It has urged all individuals and groups to ensure that any assemblies, conferences, meetings or protest programs are held peacefully, without violence, provocation or disruption to others. The ministry stated that the general election preparations have begun after the formation of new interim government following the Gen Z movement on the 8th and 9th of September. The interim government led by Prime Minister Sushila Karki was formed on the 12th of September with the mandate to hold the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March next year. The Department of Prison Management has urged prisoners who fled during the Gen Z demonstrations to return by the 6th of October. The department said a fugitive prisoner search and arrest task force has been formed in coordination with the Ministry of Home Affairs and security agencies. Spokesperson Somendra Neupane said that many escapes are still at large and warned of legal action against those who fail to return on time, as well as against anyone hiding or sheltering them. District officers have been directed to update and forward the details of absconding prisoners to higher authorities. Out of 14,000 absconding prisoners, 8,000 have returned, while over 6,000 remain at large. The 46th World Tourism Day has been marked today under the global theme of tourism and sustainable transformation, highlighting tourism's potential as an agent of positive change. The day was also celebrated in Nepal by organizing various programs. Meantime, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, who also takes the charge of Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, has stressed the need for identifying, promoting and protecting touristic destinations that are of the way track to attract visitors. In her message on the occasion of the World Tourism Day today, Prime Minister highlighted Nepal's appeal to tourists due to its unique natural beauty, rich biodiversity, diverse cultures, and world-famous mountains. The World United Nations Tourism General Assembly decided to institute World Tourism Day commencing in the year 1980. The day was chosen to coincide with an important milestone in world tourism, the anniversary of the adoption of the UN Tourism Statute on the 27th of September in 1970. The National Examinations Board today published the results of the Secondary Education Examination SEE supplementary exams. Dr. Mahasram Sharma, the chairperson of the board, said that 83,564 examinees passed were graded in the examination. A total of 143,257 candidates had sat for the SEE. Among them, 59,693 candidates were non-graded. The board had conducted the SEE supplementary examinations from the August 14th to the 22nd for students who were non-graded or failed in up to two subjects in the SEE held in March. The government is preparing to terminate the contract agreements of 234 roads and bridges that have remained in limbo for years. The contract agreement of the six projects that were supposed to be developed by the Road Division Office, Postal Highway, and Mid-Hill Highway of the Federal Road Suspension and Monitoring Office under the Department of Roads are being revoked. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising held discussion with the officials and stakeholders regarding this issue today. The responsible officials would be probed by forming a committee for their alleged involvement in making the project sick due to their failure to get things done from the project. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahavir Poon visited the National Trauma Center today to take health updates of those injured during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. During the visit, the minister said that the government's decision to provide free treatment to the injured has been implemented. Minister Poon also pledged that all efforts will be taken to ensure proper care for the injured ones. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Asterisk 14 hash, yehi ho upaye.
Har ek din ko lagi sabai tak, yehi paye. Jaha jao connected rahas, internet ma sab kar dus.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। CPNUML Chair and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on the need of maintaining peace and law and order in the country. At the Greetings Exchange program organized by the Youth Association Nepal in Bhaktapur today, he stated that having established themselves as peace-loving Nepalese, we must maintain that image by upholding peace and order in the country. Supporting the demands of the Gen Z on issues such as controlling corruption and promoting good governance, Oli said that there was an infiltration in the movement launched by the Gen Z, sidelining them. A secretariat meeting of the CPNUML is scheduled to be held tomorrow on Sunday to discuss the Gen Z group's movements and the new political situation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. More than 4.2 million people have been affected by the monsoon floods in Pakistan's Punjab province, with southern districts bearing the brunt. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, UNASA, on Friday confirmed this while releasing a rapid needs assessment. Similarly, according to Xinhua News Agency, the survey conducted jointly with the provincial government from the 8th to the 18th of September covered nearly 2,000 villages in 18 flood-affected districts. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif earlier announced a doubling of extra gratia compensation for the families of those who lost their lives in the floods, raising the amount from 1 million rupees to 2 million rupees. The U.S. has said that it will revoke Colombian President Gustavo Petro's visa after he urged U.S. soldiers to disobey his American counterpart Donald Trump during remarks at a rally in New York. According to the BBC, the State Department described Petro's comments as a pro-Palestinian street protest on Friday as reckless and incendiary. The Colombian leader was in the U.S. for the U.N. General Assembly, where earlier this week he called for a criminal inquiry into Trump administration's airstrikes on alleged drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Lumbini province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places of the hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Ministry urges public to maintain peace and order, forms a task force to search and arrest absconding prisoners. Nepal also marks 46th World Tourism Day under the global theme of tourism and sustainable transformation. Prime Minister Sushila Karki highlights Nepal's appeal to tourists with beauty, culture and mountains. National Examinations Board publishes SEE supplementary exam results. And more than 4.2 million people affected by monsoon floods in Pakistan's Punjab province. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.